妹平安。
Greetings to your brothers and sisters.
今天可能要请弟兄姊妹忍耐。
I think I will ask you to be patient today.
这个礼拜喉咙一直怪怪的。
I have some itching on my throat.
我怕讲的时候可能会咳。
I'm afraid that I may cough in the middle of my teaching.
但是我们一起仰望神，如果主觉得我不要讲了，那就我就不讲了。
Well, we look to the Lord. If Lord is forbidding me, then I will stop speaking.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's bow head and pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
作神的儿女，早晨你给我们这样的权利，出来敬拜你，来听你的话。
That as children, we can come and worship you, and listen to your words.
我们谢谢你，因为一切的应许在耶稣基督里都是是的，都是阿们的。
We thank you because all the promise is yes in Christ.
我们可以来求恩典得连续，做我们应许的帮助。
We can ask and come to the throne of grace in time of need.
你是说话的神，你是把生命的气吹在我们里面的那一位主。
You are God who speak and blows the breath into us the Spirit.
我们仰望你早晨把这些简单的话语交在主的手中。愿主你在我们每个人里面向我们深处说话。
So this morning we lift up the words into your hand. May you speak to the inner heart of us.
我们感谢你，你的话安定在天，永不改变。
We thank you because the word is solid; it will never change.
求你用你的话来改变我们，改变我们的心，改变我们的生命，主改变我们的生活和侍奉。
May you use your word to change us, our life, our heart, and our living.
叫我们能够与你荣耀的形象相符。
That will be like your glorious image.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
可不可以请服事的弟兄帮我们打出来？那刚刚我们读了哥林多前书十五章。
So earlier we have read from our First Corinthians chapter 15.
那原本大家记得上次我们讲三个十字架还没有讲完。
If you remember, last time when I speak on the three cross, I didn't finish.
但是这一个月的信息是说到基督的复活。
But this year's, this month's message is on the resurrection of Christ.
我就想我们不能还是停在那个死亡坟墓的里面，所以今天我就继续往下。
So I feel that we cannot pause on the death, so I'll continue on to speak.
那实在哥林多前书十五章，若是大家记得，去年一年里面有好多次冯牧师跟我们交通道。
If you will. Anything.
因为神话语的讲论最重要的是交通 fellowship.
Because the word of God is the most important of this is the fellowship part.
那你不会说我饭已经吃过了，所以我就不需要吃饭了。 饭总是要吃的。
You wouldn't say that if you have a meal already, you're not going to have a meal again. You will have to have it again.
但是需要圣灵给我们味道。
But we need the Holy Spirit to give us the taste.
那我想我还是从图片开始。
So I'll start out with some pictures.
大家都知道这个是什么吗？
Do you know what this is?
这是金字塔哈，金字塔有很多，这是
the pyramid.
就是开罗的 Great Pyramid 大金字塔。
And this is the one in Cairo, Egypt.
那金字塔被称为古代的七大奇观之一。
And this is one of the seven wonders of the world.
那这个大概是主前2500年左右的时间。
And this the time frame is about 2560 B.C.
没有人知道这是哪里。
Do you know which one this is?
有没有山东来的？
Anybody from 山东？
今天有人在讲了，孔庙，对，这是孔庙，曲阜的孔庙。
This is a Confucius Temple.
那这是公元前478年的，这是很老的古迹。
It's about 478 BC. It's quite old also.
那我没有去查，我不晓得文化大革命的时候这个还有保留下来吗？
I don't know if this is preserved during the Cultural Revolution.
但是应当许多还是以前的古迹，所以这个被评为World Heritage Site, 就是世界遗产保护的一个点。
And this is preserved, and so that's one of the World Heritage Site.
我想我先放好，然后再解释。这个当然大概大部分都知道了。
I think most of you will know this one.
这是西安的兵马俑。
And this is the army of the Qing Emperor Qin in Xi'an.
知道这是哪里吗？
Do you know which one this is?
有没有人知道这是哪里？
Anybody?
这是回教的第二个圣地。
This is the second holiest place of the Muslim.
Medina.
In Medina,
那这个被称为 Mosque of the Prophet, 就是说穆罕默德先知的这个清真寺。
It's the Mosque of the Prophet.
因为这个就是可以说就是以前穆罕默德的家，也是后来他的坟墓。
And this was the home of Muhammad and where his grave is.
这是大概622年的时候。
That was about 622.
这个是哪里？知不知道
？Do you know which one this is?
如果你做 IT 的话，大概很多印度同事你大概会知道。
If you are in the IT business, many Indian friends you have, then you know.
这个是 Taj Mahal 哈。那有，我不是做广告，有一家餐馆在那个 Warna 上面叫 Taj Mahal， 就是印度餐馆。
It's a Taj Mahal and it's actually a restaurant in Warna. I'm not advertising for them.
这个有一个很动人的故事，就是1648年当时的那个王。他不是印度人，大概是波斯人，在西印度，当时他们那是一个帝国。
This is a moving story. In 1648, there is this king at that time from he's Persian.
那他的第二个太太在生给他生第14个孩子的时候难产就去世了。
And his second wife had the 14th son at a time that she passed away.
所以他非常想念了他的太太，他就建了这一栋建筑。来作为他的墓地。
So he remembered his wife, so he built this building to in memory of her.
那我们知道，人说古代有七大奇观。
We know that there are seven great wonders in the world.
那人说这个是第八大奇观。
And people said this is the eighth.
这个知道是哪里吗？
Do you know where this one is?
对，北海的白塔。
It's the it's a White Tower in Beijing.
那这座塔是所谓舍利子塔，就是它是纯那个不晓得是哪一位高僧的，他火化以后的那个舍利子。
And this had one of the burial of one of those high monk.
这个大概是1651年，所以大家这些照片大概是按着时间越老的越在前面，慢慢慢慢。
This is 1651, it's more recent.
这是哪里?
This is a memorial of Mao Zedong.
This is 1977年建的.
1977. So why do I put so many pictures from my tour?
什么东西是一样的?
What other things?
通通都是坟墓.
They are tomb.
是很好看啊，我不扫大家的兴，是非常的好看，都是今天人最多的、最拥挤的地方。
It's very pretty, and there are a lot of people who go to those places.
那么我们也知道，一个人，这里都是名人，你不会碰到一个大家都不知道他的人，然后他盖了这么大一个墓地，对不对？
These are also famous people. You won't see any regular person will build such a big memorial for himself.
所以法老有权有势的。
Pharaoh had power and authority.
孔子伟大的哲学家。
And Confucius, a great philosopher.
那穆罕默德就是宗教的领袖，被回教徒称为先知。
And Muhammad is the leader of their religion as the prophet of their religion.
然后皇后，这个也是，虽然她不是掌权者，但是位置显赫。
The queen, even though she's not in power, but then she had a memorial there.
可以说活着的时候是享受荣华富贵的。
When she lived, she enjoyed all the luxury.
然后我们的毛主席。
And then our chairman Mao.
那我想，真是这些都是历史上的伟人，都是他们在人中被称为人上人。And
these are all historical figures, and they are called men above men.
但是今天他们在哪里？
But where are they today?
他们和任何其他的人是一样的。They
are just the same as all the others.
所以在看这些图片的时候，我想就让我们想起一节圣经。
So as we look at these pictures, it reminds me of a passage.
在传道书七章二节，他说，这是说到圣经里说到party的，说到宴乐的。And
in Ecclesiastic in chapter 7 verse 2, talking about a party that they have.
他说，你宁可往遭丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
It said it's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting.
因为死是众人的结局，活人必将这事放在心上。
For death is the destiny of every man, and the living should take this to heart.
今天有成千上万的人，他们要千里迢迢要跑去看这一些的旅游景点。
Today, thousands upon thousands of people want to go to these sites and just to see those things.
有的你还要买门票的。
And some you have to get the tickets to go in.
但是人看见这些地方，你听见那个信息了没有？
But when you go to those places, did you hear the message?
你看见这些地方对你的生活有没有影响？
When you see those places, is that impact? Have an impact in your life?
传道书的作者，他看尽了天下的事。
The author of Ecclesiastes, he saw all these things and he gave us a conclusion.
他说你宁可往办丧事，没有人喜欢办丧事的，但是他说你宁可往遭丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
Nobody liked to see mourning of a dead person, but he said that it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting.
因为死是众人的结局，活人必将这事放在心上。
For death is the destiny of every man, and the living should take this to heart.
那我听说有一阵台湾各行各业他们流行选一首自己的歌。
I remember that in Taiwan, people would like to pick a song of their own.
所以餐馆他们就想了，他们就选什么歌呢？就选说希望君再来。
And the restaurant will pick a song that hope that you will come back again.
那后来这个殡仪馆就伤脑筋了，说殡仪馆要选什么歌呢？
But the funeral home, you know, they cannot pick that kind of song. They thought, what kind of song should they pick?
后来他们找到了, 他们说, 总有一天等到你。
And so they find another song. One day you'll be here.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不要笑, 总有一天等到你。
You may not want to laugh, because one day you will be there.
死亡要站在我们的路上说, 总有一天我要等到你。
Death will be waiting there, and it's one day they will meet you.
所有人的坟墓都是一样的,
all the tombs are the same.
但是在哥哥他山上, 那一个中间的十字架, 他的坟墓与众不同。
But in the Mount of Golgotha, that cross on the middle is different than others.
所以我们在这里要说到有两个事实, 一个是死亡的事实, 没有人可以否定的。
So we will talk about two facts of death that nobody can deny.
但是感谢神, 保罗给我们看见, 在这里有另外一个事实, 就是复活的事实。
But thank God, Paul let us see that there's another fact here, that's the fact of resurrection.
复活不是一个传说。
The fact of the resurrection is not just a fable.
复活也不是一个想象而已。
It's not just an imagination.
复活也不只是一个属灵上是这么说的。
And it's not just a spiritual singing.
复活是确确实实在2000年的确发生的事。
It's the fact that happened 2000 years ago.
这是保罗在哥林多前书15章所给我们看见的。
This is what Paul let us see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
他说我在这里传给哥林多教会，他所传的。 是他所领受到的一个事实。
He said, "Here I want to what I receive, I pass on to you, and it is a fact."
那我想这个我们常常时候要证据哈。我们说，如果你要给我事实的话，你要给我证据。And
many times we said that if we want to show me a fact, you need to give me a proof.
那曾经我给大家念一段话哈。
I want to read a paragraph to you.
那这是英文的，所以请你没有帮我们翻译一下。他说 ，In the early part of last century，
他说在 这个世纪的开始
，A group of lawyers met in England to discuss the biblical accounts of Jesus' resurrection.
有一批的律师，他们在讨论 这个圣经所记载耶稣复活的事。
They wanted to see if sufficient information was available to make a case that would hold up in an English court of law.
他们要看看有没有足够的证据可以在英国的那个法庭里边来做这个宣判。
When their study was completed, they published the results of their investigation.
当他们研究以后，收集证据以后，他们就有一个公布。
They concluded that Christ's resurrection was one of the most well-established facts of history.
他们说这个耶稣复活的事是一个最有证据的一个证明事情发生。所以这是一群律师，他们起初是出于好奇，他们说我们来就照着我们平常是怎么定案的，我们就来看一看基督复活的这件事情。 So this is a group of lawyers that they just want to be curious in the beginning to see if they can gather the facts and prove that in their court.
他们要看看他们调查、采集资料以后，在最后把这些资料摆在一起，能不能在当时的英国法庭能够定案说是真的呢，还是假的？
They were investigating. They gather all this fact. And they want evidence, and they want to see if they can establish that, and to say in the English court, it's yes or no.
最后，他们的结论是基督的复活是历史上最有力的一个事实之一。
And they said, and they have the conclusion that the resurrection of Christ is one of the most established evidence that can be put in court.
那我们说物证在哪里？物证就是这一个空的坟墓。
So what about the material witness, and that will be the empty tomb. All the tombs today, they are filled with people.
前面我们看过, 法老的坟墓, occupied, 满的。
The tomb of Pharaoh is occupied, it's full.
秦始皇他统一了中国, 这个历史的攻击是, 我们说是丰功伟绩, 他的坟墓是满的。
And Emperor Qin, and he centralized China, and his tomb is also full.
孔子一代大师, 他给了我们这个中华文化的这个根基, 他的坟墓是满的。
The Confucius gave us all the cultural studying in China, and also his tomb is full.
穆罕默德被称为先知, 他的坟墓同样是满的。
Muhammad, being called a prophet, his tomb is also full.
但是耶稣的坟墓是空的。
But the tomb of Christ, Jesus, is empty.
教会乃是建造在一个空的坟墓上面。
The church was built upon an empty tomb.
人说, 教会产生了空的坟墓, 但是我们要说是空的坟墓产生了教会。
People would say that church had produced an empty tomb. Rather, it should be an empty tomb produced the church.
为着这一个缘故, 我们没有一个人敢来建造教会。
For that sake, nobody can come and establish a church.
我们要建造教会的话, 必须是能够经得过死亡, 能够从坟墓里出来的, 才能够来建造教会。
To establish a church, we must experience the death and then come from death to resurrection.
所以今天教会真的要建造起来, 要你我每一个有基督生命的人, 在我们身上活出那个复活的生命, 教会就建造起来。
So today, if we need to establish a church, we must have a Christian living so that we can establish that.
那有没有人证呢?
So are there people witness?
刚刚我们稍微念了哥林多前书15章, 保罗在这里, 他其实他是很仔细的记载。
We have read a little bit earlier in 1 Corinthians, and Paul had recorded this in detail.
保罗不是把所有显现都记下来, 他是选择了一些告诉我们。
And Paul did not record every single thing, but he picked out a few items here.
他说基督复活, 然后显给基法看, 就是彼得。
He said after Jesus was raised, he appeared to Cephas, and that is Peter.
那彼得是谁呢? 彼得是跟耶稣跟得最近, 最熟悉耶稣的人。
Who's Peter? Peter is the one who followed Jesus the closest, and he knows Jesus the best.
那如果今天我们跟一个人认识不是那么亲密, 不是那么熟悉的话, 常常你也许有时候会比较容易认错。
But if we don't know a person real well, maybe we will be mistaken by that.
对不对？哎，你说，哎，好像那个是某某某，后来你打电话一问，你是不是？他说没有啊，看错人了。
So you may say that, didn't I see you such and such on this? And then you call and they say, no, I know it was not there.
所以彼得是跟耶稣最亲的人，耶稣显给彼得看。
So Peter was one of the closest to Jesus, and Jesus appeared to him.
这是个人。 然后显给十二使徒看,
and that was individual. Then Jesus appeared to the 12 apostles.
那就是跟耶稣最亲密、跟他最紧的那一个团体。
And that's the group that followed Jesus the closest.
那耶稣不但是显给个人看, 耶稣也是显给团体看。 一个人会错, 那在一起就比较不容易错。
Jesus not only appeared to individually, but also to a group. An individual may be wrong, but then a group is harder for them to be wrong.
所以对于彼得来说, 当他个人, 一个人的时候, 他看见耶稣, 但是在一起的时候, 他也看见耶稣, 我想对他的信心就得到了坚固。
So to Peter, he had seen Jesus individually, but as he seen Jesus as a group, that will encourage his faith also.
今天我们的生活也是一样, 我们个人, 我们可以看见复活的主, 我们团体在一起的时候也会看见复活的主。
Similar in our daily living today, that we can meet Jesus individually, but we also can meet Jesus as a group.
接下来他说, 后来一时显给500多, 500多弟兄看, 其中一大半到如今还在, 也有已经睡了的。
It said after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. Most of them are still living, and some have fallen asleep.
我相信没有一个法庭会去请500个证人来。
I don't think there's any court that will ask 500 witnesses to come.
耶稣复活的这个事实不但显给彼得看, 不但显给12个使徒看, 而且最多的时候显给, 一下子显给500个人看, 在一个大众的场合。
So after Jesus was raised from death, he not only appeared to individual apostles, to a group of apostles, but at one time to over 500 of these brothers.
保罗还没有讲完, 他说以后显给雅各看。
And Paul did not finish that. He said later on he appeared to James.
那刚刚这三个哈, 彼得, 十一使徒跟500个弟兄, 你可以说都是原来就跟随耶稣的。
So the earlier one, you can say that Peter, the 12, the 500, they all were following Jesus originally.
那人说这个不是太可信。
People may say that that's not trustworthy.
这个 coin 硬币都有两面, what about the other side? 另一面怎么讲?
So what about the other side of the coin?
我们知道雅各是耶稣的弟弟。
We know James is the brother of younger brother of Jesus.
你很多时候你能够骗得了外人, 但是你骗不了家里的人。
Many times you can deceive your other people, but not to your family.
最有力的见证是家里人的见证。
The most effective witness will be from the family.
我记得有一年去西岸聚会的时候，我跟冯牧师一起去。
I remember one year we went to the West Coast Conference. I went with Reverend Feng.
那一年是我自己去，苏萍没有去，所以我跟冯牧师在一个房间。
At that year, I went by myself. Su Ping didn't go, so I was rooming with Reverend Feng.
那隔壁就是丁荣师丁老弟兄，他就到我们房间来，然后跟冯牧师谈。
And next door is the elder Ding, and he came over and talked to Reverend Feng.
那冯牧师就介绍啊，他说这是五号弟兄，是我们教会的弟兄，然后他说是很好的弟兄。
So he introduced that this is one of brother, actually one of the very good brother of our church.
那丁弟兄就看了我一眼，他说，
So brother Ding just look at me.
他说好啊，好要他太太说好才是好。
He said good, you have to ask his wife, then you know if he's good or not.
家里人说你好不好。
So if the family said if you are good.
那雅各他原来是不信耶稣的，因为在他来讲他信不来。
James originally did not believe in Jesus because it's hard for him to believe.
谁说这是神的儿子? 我还是他的弟弟呢, 对不对?
Who can say that he's the son of God? I'm his brother.
一起长大, 玩在一起, 住在一起, 他很难接受这是神的儿子。
We grew up together, we played together. It's hard to take the fact that he's the son of God.
虽然也许耶稣在死而复活之前, 我想雅各他一定看在眼里，放在心里，但是他还是不肯承认他是神的儿子。
Before the resurrection, James must be watching and looking at these things, and he would not believe them.
雅各的转折，最后他的转折，是借着这里，耶稣复活以后显给雅各看。
His turning point is just up to this point here that Jesus appeared to him.
那不止如此，末了显给。 保罗说末了也显给我看。
Not only that, and then at the end, Paul said, he appeared to me.
复活其中最有力的见证人之一就是保罗。
And the most effective witness is Paul about his resurrection.
保罗他原来是为着犹太的传统热心到他逼迫基督徒, 因为他觉得基督徒是犹太教的渣滓。
Paul was enthusiastic about the tradition to the point that he would persecute the Christian because he think that they are rubbish.
一个逼迫耶稣逼迫教会的人,
one who persecuted the church,
是什么东西转变他, 使他成为今天人要用人的眼光来看, 成为基督教的奠基的人, 因为我们说好像这个理论都是从保罗而来的。
So what will change a person that he would turn around and become kind of like the foundation of what we are studying today?
然后保罗说我不以性命为念，他往耶路撒冷去的时候，他说我不以性命为念。
And Paul said that I don't treasure my own life as he go to Rome.
保罗他说我以认识基督为至宝，我先前以为与我有益的，如今因耶稣我看万事为有损的，我看万事为粪土。
He said that those who things I treasured before, now I counted them as rubbish.
你觉得保罗他的这个转变只是建立在一个假想的上面吗?
You think his turning point is only on some idea?
除非在他的人生路上的的确确像他所说的，他亲眼 看见了那一位义者，那一位复活的耶稣。
Only because he had, like he was saying that he has seen this Jesus.
在保罗的身上，复活不但是一个他所传讲的理论，复活首先是他接触到的一个奇妙的事实。
Not only is resurrection is not only that what Paul will preach, but it's also a fact that turned him around.
所以我想我们就不去读那个记载，我就把这一个指出来。复活乃是一个事实。
So I won't read those in details. I just mentioned it that the resurrection is a fact.
今天你我所相信的耶稣基督，他不是人所假想出来的，他在历史上真的行走在这个时间历史的当中，他真的为我们钉在十字架上，他也真的从死里复活。
Today, the Jesus that we believe in is not something that somebody think of, but rather it's true. He lived in this world, he died for us, and then he resurrected for us.
所以我画了个圆圈，这就代表那个空的坟墓。
So I draw a circle there to represent the empty tomb.
那保罗在这里他又说到，他说，我所传给你们的福音。他这里提到两次，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。他提到两次照圣经所说。
So Paul ever here twice he had mentioned that according to the scriptures that Jesus had done this and that.
所以我们知道神做事的方法，神有他的次序。
So we know how God works and he has his order.
在事情发生以前，常常神已经把事情告诉了人。
Before things happen, God will already tell his people.
这是圣经里我们看见的原则。在耶稣死而复活，基督要来，基督要死，基督要复活之前，旧约几千年里面，神已经把这些事情一而再，再而三，多次多方的告诉了人。
So before Jesus had this, crucified and buried and resurrected over the Old Testament, times after times, through thousands of years, that it was mentioned again and again.
所以神的见证是确实的，不但有当时所发生的事，而且有预先所说的话。
So these are the fact that not only the fact that it happened at the time, but also there are prophecy ahead of time.
你把两个放在一起，你知道这个事情只有神能做，人做不出来的。
So you put those two together, you'll know that God is the only one who can put them together.
那这就像什么呢？这就像假如在波阿斯来之前，我现在波阿斯有许多的照片，也有许多的录像。
And just for example, if Boaz had a lot of his pictures and a lot of video that of him.
那以琳也是哈，但是有没有可能说，在他们人生下来以前，我就拿到了这些录像，我就拿到了这些照片？
Similar with Elaine, but is it possible that before they were born, I will have these pictures and have this video?
在人这是不可能的。
To us, it's impossible.
但在神的话，旧约就是这样，旧约就把耶稣的那个影像先给我们看到。
But to God, it's like that. In the Old Testament, there's already a shadow that what's going to happen.
然后新约当他来到的时候，你就会发现他就是那位要来的基督。
So in the New Testament, we find that he is the one, the Jesus who's going to come.
所以整个旧约，真正旧约，我们读旧约的时候，最主要的，不错，我们要明白神的律法，我们要明白以色列人的历史，我们要明白许许多多他们当时所写的诗歌。但是真正旧约的经义，旧约真正的目的，是圣灵把这些话，把基督来启示出来。
It's true that as we study the Old Testament, we need to learn the history, the laws, and all the things that happened. But the true meaning of Old Testament is that all these are foreshadow about Jesus coming.
换句话说，如果以色列人，如果我们今天基督徒读圣经，但是呢，我们没有读到耶稣基督，我们读不懂这个圣经是怎么样在耶稣基督里面跟我们发生关系，那我们就像当时的犹太人。我们完全错过了。
So if we study the Old Testament, if we study the history and so on, we did not see Christ in these passages, we'll be just like the Israelites, we have missed the point.
所以在路加福音二十四章那里有两段的故事，一段故事就是讲在耶路撒冷大约七英里以外有个地方叫做以马忤斯。
So in Luke chapter 24, there are two stories. The first story is about there's a road from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
当时有两个门徒，他们就在那里一边走路，一边行路，一边谈论。他们也许是往耶路撒冷城外走。
At the time, there are two disciples who were coming and then going to this place.
耶稣这时候就复活的耶稣就到他们中间，他们没有认出这是耶稣。
The Lord of Resurrection appeared to them, but they did not recognize him at the time.
耶稣就问他们，他说：“你们谈论什么？”
So Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing?"
哎呀，这两个人说：“先生啊，你不晓得吗？最近发生了这么大的事情。”
And they said, "Teacher, do you not know that all these things that was happening here?"
说有一位他是先知，我们都觉得他说话行事有大能，他应该就是我们所等候的那位基督。可是后来他被钉十字架了。
So he said, "This is a prophet, and we believe that he's powerful. He's the one to come, but then he was crucified."
哎，但是呢，我们中间有一些妇女，她们今天早上说是，前几天早上说是去耶稣的坟墓，坟墓已经空了。
But then there's some women. They said that when they went to the tomb was empty.
说耶稣复活了，结果我们有另外一些弟兄这个去，结果他们发现的确是这样。
And they said that Jesus had resurrected, and some of the other disciples went and said the same thing.
但是整个在他们心里面，他们还是觉得这个是假的，他们没有相信复活，所以他们忧愁。
But then to them, they really didn't believe, so they were sad because they thought this is not true.
耶稣就当时就说无知的人啊，你们信的心太迟钝。
And he said, Jesus was telling them, you are foolish people, that you are so numb on what you believe.
他说，你们知道基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Don't you know that it's only right that Jesus will suffer and then enter into glory?
然后耶稣就一边走，那一个查经啊是特别的查经哈，我查经十几年了，从来没有一边走路一边在查经啊。
This is a very special Bible study because as you walking, you do the Bible study, and Jesus was doing that.
耶稣那一天从摩西和众先知起，凡经上指着自己的话，都讲给他们明白。
So Jesus told them from Moses on about him, recorded about himself. He told them about it.
所以我们真正要你要认识耶稣，要知道他是神的儿子，我们离不开圣经。许多时候事实虽然发生了，可是人还是没有真正的接受。
So if we truly want to know God, we cannot get away from the Bible. And even though this, we can see the fact, but without the scripture, we cannot understand.
所以我们看见耶稣就来到他们中间，用他们读了许多年，查了许多年，甚至他们能背的圣经来帮助他们。
So Jesus came and used the Bible that they have been studying for years and even memorized to help them to understand.
那后来还有一段，耶稣就这两个人，结果我们发现这两个人啊，他们就转回去了。原来他们往城外跑，后来他们就回到城里面去，就去找十一个使徒。
So these two people, they were going to go out of town, but they turned around and went back into town to look for that 11 disciples.
在一起的时候，这时候耶稣又出现在他们中间。
So when they were together, Jesus appeared to them again.
他们还是不相信啊，所以他们以为说这个是他们看到了鬼魂了。
They still wouldn't believe. They thought they saw a ghost.
耶稣就说，这个魂是无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。所以他就把手和脚指给他们看。
And Jesus said ghosts would not have the flesh and blood, flesh. And then Jesus pointed to them that of his flesh.
然后就问他们，你们有没有吃的？你们有没有鱼？给我一片鱼。他就把这个鱼吃下去。所以表明当时的耶稣，他不只是精神的灵的复活，他是身体的复活，他是有血有他是有肉的有体的。
So and Jesus asked them if they have any food, and he ate them. So we know that Jesus at that time have a body of bone and flesh.
然后第二次他又在路加福音24章44到47节，他又对门徒说，他说这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话。
And the second part of the story, and he again told the disciples that these are the things I was telling you before.
摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
The law of Moses, the psalm, and all those things that were referring to him, all those will be fulfilled.
所以耶稣怎么看旧约，他就告诉我们旧约有律法、有先知、有诗篇，但是这三大部分都是指着耶稣说话。
So that's how Jesus looked at the Old Testament. There's the law, the prophet, and then the psalms. And all those are referring to Jesus.
于是耶稣就开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
So then Jesus opened their heart so they can understand the words of God.
然后他说，照经上所写，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
It's like according to scriptures, that Christ will suffer, and then on the third day he will be raised.
所以要在圣经里面能看见基督，我们知道必须仍然是借着信心。
So if we need to see Christ through the scriptures, we still need that faith.
借着信心，亚伯拉罕从远处就看见。
Through faith, Abraham can see from far away.
那预言的灵为耶稣做见证，我想我就。这个实例我们就不去看了。其实上次吕弟兄信息的时候也都有提到。
So there's the prophecies, and I won't go into the detail. Actually, Brother Lou had gone through that a little bit.
那我就问大家一个问题：旧约圣经哪里有预言到耶稣在坟墓里是三天？哪里预言到他第三天复活
？So I will ask brothers and sisters, where in the Old Testament that was prophesied that?Jesus will be raised from death after 3 days.
这个我们可以做个问题思想一下。
And then we'll ask that as a question, and you can think about it.
那我想第三点我们就要来说到我们。
So on the third point, and I will refer to us now.
保罗说，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
And Paul said that you have received this gospel.And you can stand by it also.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
He also said that if you work hard on all of them, and then it's not going to be in vain.
耶稣基督复活不只是一个我们的这个 mental subject， 不是只是我们一个思想的一个题目而已。
The resurrection of Christ is not something that is in our mental mind and something we think about.
在我们身上，基督的复活，我们叫做福音。
In our life, the resurrection is the gospel.
在哥林多前书十五章后面，保罗说到，刚才我们看了那么多坟墓的照片，那可以说这些给我们一个人生观。
That earlier we've seen so many pictures of the tomb, and it will give us a value of life.
保罗在十五章后面三十二节他说，我们吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
In verse 32 of chapter 15, Paul said that we can just and eat and drink because tomorrow we'll die.
实际上这是引用旧约以赛亚书二十二章的话，我们吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
And it's really just picking up a verse from the Old Testament. Let's just eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
人如果不认识耶稣的话，我想我们在死亡永远是一个谜，死亡也是一个没有答案的问题。人只能逃避死亡。
If we don't know Christ, death is always a question. We can only try to escape from it.
所以人今天就说，我们吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。这可能是日光之下最聪明的人生。
Then people would say that since we don't know that, let's just eat and drink, and that might be one of the smartest reaction of this world.
但是保罗说，这福音你们领受了，必因这福音得救。
But Paul said, because you have received this gospel, then you'll be saved through this gospel.
基督复活的福音。是我们今天可以经历的，在我们个人的身上，每一个 individual 个人的身上产生果效。
The gospel of the resurrection can be experienced in each individual person.
但是这不是一个虚无缥缈的空想，这是有根有据。所以我们今天的信心，乃是根据耶稣复活的事实。
And this is not something we just think about, think of, but there's really a foundation in fact and something we can depend on.
当圣灵今天把耶稣基督2000年前在十字架上的事实那个意义启示给我们里面让我们里面有一个要的心我们说主啊我愿意接受我愿意接受这一个白白的福音
So Jesus has revealed to us this fact of resurrection and today we can have the opportunity to receive this and to believe in this
神的救恩就在我们身上发生果效
Then the salvation will become effective in our lives
如果你去读新约圣经里的复活你可以读到有两类一类是说到基督的复活一类是说到我们的复活
If you read about the resurrection in the New Testament there are two kinds one is the resurrection of Christ the other one is our resurrection
那这两个是一件事情的两面不是两件单独的事情而是因着基督的复活今天圣灵在我们身上就让我们也一同经历复活与这位复活的主连在一起那他所经过的今天就让我们来经历所以基督的复活和我们的复活可以说就是客观和主观的两面
This is really on one fact only but it's on the two different perspectives and Christ's resurrection will give us this through the Holy Spirit that we can also experience his resurrection it's really all of one thing
那如果你再把我们的复活去读一下你可以读到有三类
But if you read about our resurrection, you can see that there are three kinds.
第一类像以弗所书二章六节。
The first one is in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
他说神使我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He said God raised us up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms.
这是已经发生的。那今天难道我们用我们的观念来想，难道我们已经复活了吗？
So this is something that happened. So you ask, have we resurrected already?
那这个事情保罗是非常有把握、非常确定的。他说，因为知道神已经叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
This is something Paul have assurance of that Christ, God have raised Christ up already.
这是地位性的复活。
This is a resurrection in our position.
那或者我们可以说原来在我们里面我们的灵可以说我们跟神我们神给我们一个灵可以与他来往但是因着罪我们的灵死了所以神看我们就好像是一个死了的人一样我们与神没有办法有交通
We can think about it that we our spirit is dead that we cannot fellowship with God and when God sees us our spirit is dead there's no relationship and fellowship there
可以说对神的事情对父亲的事情我们不懂得我们也没有兴趣
We can say that we don't know about anything of the Father and we have no interest at all
我跟大家常常讲到这个见证我在信主之前我的姨婆我的一个亲戚他要带我跟我妈妈一起祷告来美国之前当时我就觉得我拒绝他也不好意思所以他们两个是闭着眼睛我是睁着眼睛的
At the time when I came to the United States, I have mentioned that my relative wanted to pray with my mom and myself to, about that. But I didn't believe them, so they were closing their eyes to pray. I was just have my eyes open.
我觉得祷告是愚拙的事。
I felt that prayer is foolishness.
祷告是可笑的事。
It's something to be mocked at.
祷告是一点不 make sense 的事。
And it doesn't make any sense.
可是感谢神。
But thank God.
信主以后就不一样。
After I believe the Lord, I'm different.
哎呀，信主以后，我那时候也没有很多人跟我讲祷告的重要。我常常喜欢晚上把自己一个人关在房间里面，我就是在那里跟神祷告。
And nobody had told me that the importance of prayer, but many times I like to just close my door and just pray to God.
哎呀，数算神的恩典，心里面实在觉得甘甜。
When I count the blessing of God, it feels really sweet to me.
那是什么事情发生了
So what had happened?
什么事情使一个人有这么大的转变
What had caused a person to have such a great change?
保罗说我们已经神叫我们与基督一同复活一同坐在天上
And Paul said that God had raised us up with Christ to be seated in the heavenly realms with him
这是我们已经经历已经发生在每一个信主人身上
This has already happened and happened to everyone who have believed.
那第二个地方，我们比如说读到腓立比书三章十节十一节。
So in second place is like in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
保罗就说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And Paul said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
He said, and the fellowship of the sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection.
效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
To be like him in the death, and somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead.
保罗不是已经说我们一同复活了吗？怎么他这里又说或者我也得以从死里复活？
Then Paul said we have a resurrected already. How come over here he says somehow we can attain that resurrection from the dead?
使我认识他，晓得他复活的大能。难道保罗不晓得基督复活的大能吗？
So that I can know about him, know about his power of resurrection. Doesn't Paul already know that?
所以我们知道第二类的圣经，第二类的启示就是告诉我们，复活不但是已经发生的这个地位，复活也是今天我们的情况，我们的情形。
So resurrection is not only something that happened, it also refers to our situation at this time.
是地位上我们已经得拯救了，我们是基督徒，但是在我们实际的情况condition 来说，我们像不像基督徒呢？
True that we already have the position, we have belief that we're Christian, but then in our actual situation, is that reflecting that?
我们还需不需要神来做拯救的工作？
Do we still need the continual salvation of God?
我想我给大家讲一个见证。
I think I can tell you a testimony.
这是戴德森的一个见证。
It's Hudson Taylor's testimony.
那戴德森在年轻的时候，他就明白神的呼召，他就对中国特别有负担，所以他就想说，到时候成熟的时候，他到中国去做宣道士。
So Hudson Taylor had the heart for China. He knew that God called him to do that. So when the time come, he wanted to go to China.
但他实在是一个忠心的人，他知道也许做宣道士是将来的事情，但是预备是从今天就开始的。
He's a very faithful person. He knew that maybe sometime in the future he'll go to China, but the preparation started today.
所以他当时就跟神祷告，他就觉得，他说，我要在小事上来学习，靠着信心生活来仰望神。
So he prayed to God that I want to depend, rely on God. So I want to be faithful and rely on God in little things.
他在一个诊所跟一个医生做事，做他的帮手，他就跟神约定。他说，这个工钱呢，我不跟老板提，我只字不提，我决定不跟他讲。
So he was helping, he was assistant in one of the clinic of a doctor. He said, he told God that I would not mention anything about the wages to them.
而那个老板的那个医生呢，他是常常忘事的人。
And this doctor is very forgetful person.
戴德森就跟神说，让神来提醒他，要发工钱了，让神去提醒他。他自己不跟这个人讲。
And Hudson Taylor said that I want God to remind him to give me the wages, and I would not mention it myself.
我想从道理上我们没有必要这样做，但是在信心里面，戴德森他就把自己交在神的手里。
In actual fact, we don't really have to do that, but Hudson Taylor really put his faith on God.
那一阵同时他在帮助很多的贫苦的人。所以有一次他就去贫苦地区聚会，结束以后就有一个穷人来说，你可不可以到我家，我太太已经快死了，你可不可以到我家来帮我太太祷告。
At the time he was helping in the area of the poor people. So at one time after the meeting, one of the person asked, can you come to my house, my wife is very sick, can you pray for him?
当然戴德森就跟着他去了。那在路上他就发现这一个人的确他非常的穷，那戴德森就在想，他说他口袋里啊有一块硬币。
And Hudson Taylor of course went with will go with him. Then he find out that this is really a poor family. And at the in Hudson Taylor's pocket, he said had a coin.
但是这块硬币就是他一切所有的。
But that's all he has.
他知道他今天的晚饭还有，明天的早饭他也有。那明天的午饭呢？他要靠这块硬币。
And he know that he has still have dinner. and the morning breakfast, but he knows that tomorrow's lunch, he will depend on this coin to buy the lunch.
所以他当时他就跟神说，他说，哎呀，他说 ，I wish， 我希望我这块硬币啊是三个小硬币就好了。
And he was wishing that this one coin can be three different coins.
那我就可以把，意思是我就可以把其中一部分给他，跟他分享。So 现在不行啊，因为我只有一块。
So I can give him part of it, but now that I only have one.
后来到了那一家以后，他就跟这个先生讲，他说啊，他说虽然你看你的环境是这样的困苦啊荒凉，但是我们的神是慈爱的神。
So when he got to the home, he told the husband that even though you look at this situation, it's very, very tough, but our God is a kind God.
这时候在他心里面，良心里面，他就有了责备。
So, but then he had a rebuke in his heart.
这个责备就是说，你是一个假冒为善的人，你告诉他天父是慈爱的，但是在你却没有怜悯的心。
He said that you are hypocritic because you said the Father in heaven is loving, but in you there's no mercy.
那他觉得他没有可能把口袋里这块硬币拿出来给他。
He felt that he's not.
后来就跟这个人一起祷告。
He felt that it's not possible for him to give him the coin. He just prayed with him.
那戴德森在他自传里面，他说他一生只有那一次祷告，他不晓得他在说什么。
And Hudson Taylor, in his bibliography, he said in his whole life there's only one prayer he didn't know what he's praying for.
他也不知道那个祷告是怎么结束的。
And he did not remember how he concluded the prayer.
他就结结巴巴祷告完了。
So he just stuttered through the prayer.
可是呢，当他祷告完了，眼睛睁开以后，那个穷人就求他了。他说：“先生，你看我家这么可怜，你能不能可怜我，可怜我？”
And after he finished praying, and this man asked, "You can see how poor we are. Can you have mercy on us?"
在戴德森的当时的脑海里面出现了一句话，主耶稣说。有求的就给他。
And he remember one verse, Hudson Taylor remember one verse from the Bible. Though somebody asks, you give it to him.
戴德森他的见证，他说 ，The word of the king is powerful. 他说那个王的话语是有力量的。所以这句话进来的时候，他就把他的手伸进了钱包，把那一块硬币拿出来，就给了这个穷人。
And in his bibliography, he recorded that the word of the king is powerful. As he remembered that word, he just took his coin out and gave it to this man.
我可以给大家念他的这个见证。他说，当时阻碍我得着属灵福气的捆锁完全消除。
This is what he said, that at that time, the bondage that about the love of God had was freed.
他说，不但那个富人的生命得到了拯救，他说我发现我自己属灵的生命也得到了拯救。
Not only this, the life of the woman was saved, but also my spiritual life was restored.
他说以基督的生命而言，那一天晚上我如果没有靠着神的恩典而得胜，我很可能那个时候就会出焦。
It said if I have not overcome at that time with God's with the Holy Spirit, that then I will have problem from that time.
他说我回家的时候，我的心跟我的口袋一样轻省。
And when I was walking home, my heart is just like my pocket, it's all very light.
他说当时那一个寂静的街道上充满了我情不自禁的歌声。
And that street that I walk on, they're filled with songs that cannot be stopped.
等到他回到他的家里面，他吃那个 oatmeal, 他家里剩的那个麦片。
So when he got home, he ate the oatmeal that the leftover oatmeal that he had.
他说那一天晚上，你就是拿皇帝的宴席跟我换我这一碗麦粥。他说我不换。
He said, if you want to change the meal from the oatmeal to the king's feast, I would not do that.
不过吃完了以后呢，他就跟神祷告，他提醒神，他说神啊，借贷这个怜悯穷人是借贷耶和华，请你记得这个事情。
But after he finished eating, he reminded God to have mercy, compassion on a poor person. It's like receiving Jehovah God. Would you remember that?
第二天早上他吃早餐的时候，那一个麦片是他剩下最后的，他吃完了他就没有了。在他吃早餐的时候，门铃响，邮差来了。
So the next day, as he finished the last meal that he had, that leftover oatmeal, and as he eating that breakfast, the doorbell rang.
邮差给了他一个信封，他打开一看，里面有半个英镑。
The postman gave him an envelope, that he opened it up this half a pound.
那是他给的那个硬币的四倍。
It's four times the coin that he gave away.
当时他就写下了一句话，他说：“我巴不得，我忘记他在哪一个城市了，我巴不得全城的生意人都明白这个生意的秘诀。”
And he said, "I wish so much that all these businessmen would know the secret of this principle."
他说从那一天起，他下决心。他要把他的财富存在这一个永远不会关门的银行里。
And at that point day on, he make a decision that he will put all his money in this eternal bank.
在他写自传的时候，他说到这件事情，他说这件事不知道在我心里浮现了多少次。
And in his bibliography, he said that this incident had come up to his mind so many times.
他说在我后期的生活中遇到种种困难的时候。每次当我回想这件事，就再一次叫我得着帮助。
In his later life, he had many difficulties, but as he remembered this story that he had, it was so encouraging to him.
我们若在小事上忠心，必能增进我们的经验和力量，叫我们遇到严重考验的时候，得以安然度过。
If we are faithful in little things, that will encourage us in bigger things and give us encouragement to deal with more bigger things.
那就着天然的戴德生来讲
So according to this Hudson Taylor
那一天在按着神的旨意他失去了一块硬币
According to the will of God he had lost a coin
他失去了 whatever 今天也许在我们来讲是十块钱二十块钱
We can lose that same thing maybe today $10, $20
但是在属灵里面在神的国度里面那一天他不晓得得到了多少福气
But in spiritual sense in the kingdom of God he had received so much more that day
这叫什么呢这叫做我们今天所经历的复活
And this is what we experience as the resurrection today
什么是复活复活就是得胜了
What is resurrection? It is to have victory
复活就是神的旨意在你身上得胜了
That God's will have victory in your life
神的爱在你身上得胜了
The love of God has victory in your life.
就着你天然来说，你没有生命，你我只有死亡。就着天然来说，我们做不到的。但是神的恩典在我们身上，使我们胜过了，使我们得到了，使他得了荣耀，也使我们得了祝福。
According to our own nature, we have failure, we cannot overcome. But with the help of God, He overcome and He was glorified and we are blessed.
这是今天我们所经历的。保罗说，效法他的死。或者我也得以从死里复活。
And this is what Paul is saying that maybe we can be like him in the death, and somehow we can attain the resurrection from the dead.
最后，保罗当然在哥林多前书十五章，他这里讲的基本上是讲到身体的复活。他说，在基督里，众人也都要复活。
And this is at the end of the First Corinthians. Even though it's talking about the body, he said, "In Christ, all will resurrect."
我想感谢神
We thank God
今天最大的仇敌是死亡
The greatest enemy we have is death
你可以解决其他一切的问题但是没有人能够解决死亡
You can solve a lot of other problems but no one can solve the problem of death
你知道很多时候我们觉得死亡离我们还很遥远
Sometimes we may think death is so far away from us
但是我们周遭会发生一些事情提醒我们说总有一天等到你。
But many things will happen around us, and it will remind us that one day they will come to see us.
但是感谢神，今天如果我们信这福音的话
，But thank God if we believe in this gospel.
我们的眼睛不是看着坟墓，我们的眼睛乃是看着从坟墓里出来的主。
Our eyes are not focused on the tomb, but rather on the Christ who came out of the tomb.
就像吕弟兄上一次跟我们交通到的，在一切的事物中，我们是不是能够学习转眼仰望耶稣
？As what Brother Lou had spoke to us last week, in all the things can we look upon, turn our eyes upon our Lord Jesus?
我想就把时间停在这里。
好，谢谢高弟兄。